Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un sausage burrito es solo $1.50. Así que échale salsa picante o ketchup a tu sausage burrito con todo en McDonald's. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Football Full Circle starts right here, right now on the Sports Grid Radio Network and Sirius XM Channel 159. Alongside the mastermind of the Pigskin, that is Joe Lisi. I am Ben Stevens. And Joe, we begin today's show with breaking news. In the last couple of minutes, the NFL and the NFLPA have reached a settlement in the Deshaun Watson case. Watson is suspended 11 games and will receive a $5 million fine. Watson will also undergo a treatment program. That means that Deshaun Watson's return to the National Football League in 2022 will be week number 12 against the Houston Texans, his former team on the road in Houston. But Joe, the settlement has been agreed upon between the league office and the Players Association. Deshaun Watson will be suspended 11 games for the 2022 NFL season.
Yeah, unbelievable. We talked last night and we talked the other day that, you know, to me, 17 games or more had to be the norm in terms of this situation. They settle on 11 games and $5 million. The money is meaningless, Ben. You know, he's guaranteed 280 plus. That starts a bulk of it next year. He's going to play six games this year. If they make the playoffs, he moves on, obviously, and will get that game experience to potentially, you know, set him up for 2023. But this goes beyond football. It's amazing. We'll see how it plays out. But the backlash, I'm assuming, from today moving forward is just going to be all over the NFL and, more importantly, Deshaun Watson in any road environment he faces.
It will be incredibly interesting to see what the response is to this, because here's what we know as of right now. Of course, after the investigation into Deshaun Watson from the NFL, they presented Judge Sue L. Robinson their findings. She made her determination based off of that NFL report and her findings that Deshaun Watson violated on multiple instances the NFL's personal conduct policy and engaged, as she put it in her findings, that he engaged in predatory behavior, egregious, and showed lack of remorse. But based on the NFL's previous disciplinary processes, Joe, she held them to the precedent that Deshaun Watson, based on violating the personal conduct policy, was only suspended for six games for the 2022 NFL season. The NFL then appealed, again reiterating its stance that it had shared multiple times. It was seeking a full year-long suspension of Deshaun Watson, and now there is some middle ground, only 11 games for the 2022 NFL campaign. I wonder, Joe, if this settlement was reached between the league office and the NFLPA before Peter C. Harvey, the designee of Commissioner Goodell, came out with his verdict based on the appeal. I wonder if this settlement was reached, Joe, just to put everything behind and focus on football moving forward. If that was the thought process, if that was the rationale on both Deshaun Watson's camp side and that of the league office. I think that's a pretty hard rationale to swallow, though, based on all that we know about Deshaun Watson and both what the NFL reported and, of course, the public reporting that has followed the Cleveland Browns quarterback for the last year and a half.
Yeah, I mean, it comes down to personal versus the athletic aspect, right? And the play on the field. That's really what it comes down to. The NFL weighed each and every option. And I said it before, would you want to take on your fan base, the people that pay for seats and revenue to each and every owner in the NFL and organization? Or do you want to take on the NFLPA, which for years they've taken them on, even in the strike seasons, right? You know, this has been, you know, an ongoing battle for both the NFLPA and the NFL, the league, the owners. So at the end of the day, it's 11 games. I mean, he got off light. There's just no two ways about it. I don't care if he was proven innocent, you know, in a court of law and it wasn't criminal intent. We know that he settled with 20 of 24 women in terms of those situations. He came out and publicly apologized and they set the deal so he could play this season. That's all it comes down to. He was remorseful so that way he could pay the $5 million fine and he misses a portion of the season as opposed to the full season. And the organization in terms of the Browns, you know, was sitting back there with a big smile on their face because, you know, big picture, they set him up for next year, not so much this year, but we'll see if Myles Garrett and this team at 14-1 right now to win the AFC can pull through and get Deshaun Watson to a playoff game.
And we're seeing the change in the odds, Joe, as we speak. The Browns' win total, after Judge Sue L. Robinson's ruling, when it became available on the FanDuel Sportsbook for the first time all offseason, was at 9.5. It worked its way down to 8.5. The juice continued to work on the under of that 8.5, following with the NFL's appeal process of Robinson's ruling. And now that we have a final determination, although it has not been signed, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, but is agreed upon by both sides, it is down to 8.5 with the under juiced at -160. So that's where it stands, Joe, for the 2022 NFL season. At least as of right now, the Browns win total is 8.5 and the under has the heavy juice at -160. Might we continue to see more movement on this number? Potentially. But Joe, if you're seeing that 8.5 number, just from the odds perspective, which way do you lean for the Browns win total? Over, under?
I'm already on the under, Ben. I took it even before the decision. I just don't think that the situation's going to play out effectively for them. So only time will tell. Six games, I don't think it's enough for Deshaun to pull this team over the 8.5.
I would agree with that statement. I would be on the under right now. We'll look at where the rest of the market is moving. The playoff odds for the Browns, the AFC North divisional odds, and what this all means with further reaction to Deshaun Watson's now 11-game suspension for the 2022 NFL season, reached upon by a settlement from the league office and the NFLPA. Plenty more to get to with this breaking news coverage here on Football Full Circle up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
We are back on FFC, reacting to the breaking news in the NFL just a couple of minutes ago. The league office and the NFLPA have agreed to a settlement for the Deshaun Watson case. Originally suspended for 6 games by Judge Sue L. Robinson, the NFL appealed that decision. They were seeking a 4-year-long suspension. They have settled somewhere in the middle. Deshaun Watson will be suspended 11 games for the 2022 NFL regular season. 11 games, Joe, for Cleveland, because their bye is week 9. That means Deshaun Watson in the overall NFL calendar will be able to play following week 12 of the NFL season. He will be reinstated on Monday, November 28th. That next game, Sunday, week 13, December 4th, is on the road against his former team, the Houston Texans. So Deshaun Watson suspended for 11 games, Joe. We continue our reaction to that news here on Football Full Circle.
Yeah, I think you have to weigh, where is this team going to be when potentially Deshaun Watson does get under center? Is he going to be rusty? We were talking about week 7 when they played the Bengals or Ravens. Right now it's week 12, week 11. I mean, that's a long layoff. Expecting Deshaun Watson to elevate this team to the next level at some point in late December or early December or even late November, not going to happen in my opinion. You saw that he was rusty. I don't care if he's practicing. It's different in game speed and game situations as opposed to practice. That's just the bottom line. And then he's got to get used to those receivers in a game type of situation. It's a very difficult task. I think they rely on the running game with Nick Chubb. They're going to rely on the heavy offensive line. Bigger question is, can Jacoby Brissett or whoever starts for them get this team to at least maybe 8 wins by that time? That's going to be the major question.
And that will be what we have to follow throughout the year because, again, right now, the Cleveland Browns win total has moved based on this news today. Because of the 11-game suspension of Deshaun Watson, the Browns win total, Joe, live now on the FanDuel Sportsbook, is 8.5. The under has the juice at minus 160. Now, the win total was 8.5 earlier this morning, Joe, and it was under-juiced at minus 145. So it's not that different, but it continues to work against the Browns in this market. But as we alluded to, heading into that commercial break, there's many more odds to pay attention to for the Cleveland Browns this year, like their odds to make the postseason. And despite the fact, Joe, that the market is working against the Browns from a win total perspective, now down to 8.5, and the under is juiced at minus 160, which is a clear indication from the odds makers, or at least the betting public, coming in on that number as well. Cleveland is expected to be a below 500 team this year, 8-9 at its best, yet they are still even money, Joe, plus 100 to make the postseason, plus 100 to get into the playoffs for a team that is going to be 8-9, especially in this year's AFC, Joe. That's not a realistic possibility. It's the ninth best odds on the board, if just based on those postseason odds would have them on the outside looking in. But it's interesting to see the market work against the Browns' win total, but the market really not change on the playoff odds.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the book taking a different type of approach. They were very aggressive in implementing them as the front runners earlier, 2 or 3 months ago, in terms of the division, and they didn't have a win total up. Now they're taking a different approach. They're putting up playoff odds, and it's not as bad considering that their win total is juiced to the under at minus 160, where they didn't have a win total about a month ago, right? So they're taking more bets now on either the under, right? They're forcing you to lay out almost 2-1, 160. You got to lay out 160 just to make 100 on that particular bet. And they're saying, you know what? Yeah, maybe we'll give them a little bit better odds in terms of long-term value in terms of the playoffs. Why? Because maybe the defense can get them there. But at the end of the day, I think it's a no bet on them. And I said it last night. If you want to take a short-term, intraday, you know, from a trading perspective type of situation, yep, on the Browns where you want to bet them week to week, that's fine. Expecting, oh yeah, I know where they're going to be in late November because Deshaun Watson's definitely going to throw for X. He's going to throw for, you know, X amount of touchdowns, no interceptions, and he's going to elevate this team from where they were in the middle of the season to all of a sudden 2 or 3 times that. You need to get your head examined. So I just don't see it. And then not only that, do we even know that the complete team is bought in both offensively and defensively? We don't even know what the team feels in terms of this type of situation or settlement, even though we think it's positive.
Right. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's going to be so fascinating to understand the interdynamics of this Cleveland Browns locker room this year and what exactly is happening, right? Because we're not entirely sure. Jacoby Brissett will be the starter, it seems, as of right now, Joe, for Cleveland's first 11 games of this year. What do they need to get to even make it a relative possibility for when Deshaun Watson returns, what that looks like for Cleveland week 13? The 6 games that Deshaun Watson will be available to play in is, of course, that first weekend of December in Houston against his former team in the Texans. It is always interesting how the NFL schedule makers and the powers that be find these weird dynamics in terms of what those games look like, because, of course, it's week 1 for the Browns on the road in Carolina against their former quarterback in Baker Mayfield, who was spurned in favor of Deshaun Watson. And then week 14 for the Browns, it's on the road at Cincinnati. Week 15, it's a home game against the Ravens. Then it's a home game against the Saints, on the road at Washington, and then ending the year on the road against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So those are the final 6 games Deshaun Watson will be available for this year for the Cleveland Browns. At Houston, at Cincinnati, home versus Baltimore, home versus New Orleans, and then 2 final road games at Washington and at Pittsburgh. We're not entirely sure what the Browns' record is going to be at that point, or even how many wins they can muster up in those 6, because, Lisi, we know it's been a very tumultuous offseason for the Browns, even outside of all of this Deshaun Watson case and saga and decisions that we have seen. Kareem Hunt is apparently not happy and wants to be traded, but is back at practice. We have seen injuries for the Browns this year as well. So I'm not sold on Cleveland. I think the betting market, Joe, is also telling us that. Because when you look right now at the odds available for the Cleveland Browns, there's only one opportunity to fade Cleveland. What do I mean by that? You can bet the under of that win total at 8.5. Because, Lisi, 31 NFL teams right now outside of the Cleveland Browns have make or miss playoff odds. So if you want to fade that specific team, missing the postseason, you can. Cleveland's is not posted yet. It's just their make playoff odds that they have at plus 100. So you can't fade that number. And as it goes for the divisional title within the AFC North, they have the third best odds at plus 300. It has worked back against Cleveland. But you can't fade the Browns in that market. You can't bet no, they're not going to win the division. And if you did, that number would be very heavily juiced in a minus money price anyway. So the only area you can technically fade Deshaun Watson in the Cleveland Browns is in that win total of 8.5. And that's where we're seeing the public bring it even more down on the under, Joe, with that minus 160 of juice.
Yeah, because everybody's going to take the information and sell the under, right? I mean, I think the bet was jumping on the under, obviously, at 9.5, or when they were, you know, tops in the division at 2-1, right? Before there was any type of situation, you jump the gun, you be proactive. Now you're going to have to do it in terms of a game-by-game perspective, which is not a problem, by the way. You know, I don't now want to jump on the Cleveland Browns after I already bet it, number one. I'm not going to double down just because he's gone for 11 games, but I will double down in terms of, you know, thinking that this team is not going to make the playoffs as he inches closer to potentially starting. You're going to have an overreaction in terms of the betting market, in terms of maybe money line bets or point spreads in terms of who they play and where they play. Houston, they might be laying double digits to Houston, depending upon that situation. So there will be opportunities to fade. You just have to pick your spots in terms of when you pull the trigger on those bets.
We're not sure what that line is going to be for the Week 13 matchup between the Browns and the Texans in Houston, but that might be one of the most bet-on games of this season, one way or the other. Lisi, we'll continue the conversation about Deshaun Watson on the other side of the break, because we'll need to have a conversation about what Deshaun Watson is going to look like when he plays football again, because at that point in early December, it's going to be nearly 2 years. We'll continue it up next on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Welcome back to Football Full Circle. The breaking news in the conversation right now, an 11-game suspension for Deshaun Watson in 2022. The National Football League office and the NFLPA have settled. It will be 11 games for Deshaun Watson in 2022. That means his return is Sunday, December 4th. On the road against who else but his former team in the Houston Texans. Joe, by the time he takes the field on Sunday, December 4th, it will be nearly 2 years since his last NFL action. The last snap that Deshaun Watson took as a member of those Texans was on Sunday, January 3rd, 2021, against the Tennessee Titans. The Texans lost that game 41-38. Deshaun was 28 of 39 for 365 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, and was sacked 4 times. I don't think, because of all of this offseason uncertainty around Deshaun Watson's legal standing, what his standing would be within the actual NFL, what his standing would be for the 2022 NFL season, we have really done enough justice to the idea of what is Deshaun Watson going to look like as a player when he is out there after 2 years nearly, Joe, of not playing any NFL football. That is also why I am fading the Cleveland Browns, because I don't think, until proven otherwise, that Deshaun Watson in this current form after not playing for nearly 2 years, Joe, is that much of an upgrade over Jacoby Brissett. Next year, sure, obviously Deshaun is more talented than Jacoby Brissett, but right away, certainly not.
No, and I think it's important to recognize what is the offensive philosophy under Kevin Stefanski. We know they're a run-heavy offense, right? You know, when Cleveland can't run the football with Chubb and Kareem Hunt, that's where they struggled in terms of becoming one-dimensional. So when you look at the playmakers around Deshaun Watson as well, I mean, Amari Cooper is there. He hasn't even really worked with Amari outside of practice, right? So there's a lot of different moving parts. Are they going to be more balanced? Are they going to be more pass-heavy now in terms of the play calling, or are they going to just go status quo with Jacoby Brissett for 11 games, and then all of a sudden, as they're inching closer to the playoffs, because Deshaun Watson's there, they're going to open up the offense to the point that we haven't seen, because then there's going to be growing pains. So I think it's important to recognize, what does this offense look like in September? Are they winning games? If they are, then I think they just continue to win games, grind it out, let's methodically work down the field. Let's not try and get into shootouts with Jacoby Brissett because we're not built that way. Or if they're fighting for a playoff spot at that particular time, then maybe they open it up with Deshaun Watson. But either way, I'm not buying into the continuity of the offensive line working with Deshaun Watson and the quarterback to wide receiver relationship. I just don't see it right now.
Joe, a lot has been made of the financial part of this entire process about Deshaun Watson's suspension for 2022, and if he fought it into 2023, what would that mean? Because what we know is that the Cleveland Browns were expecting some repercussions for Deshaun Watson. They were expecting a length of suspension, as was Deshaun Watson's team. That's why they structured his five-year, $230 million fully guaranteed contract in such a way that pays Deshaun Watson base salary for 2022 only $1.035 million and a base salary for 2023 of $46 million. Again, fully guaranteed. If it smells like poop, it generally is poop. And that's what we can say here in a nice way for how the Cleveland Browns felt about acquiring Deshaun Watson and what that would mean for his conduct off the field. I'll leave it at that for right now. But, Joe, what we know in terms of the financial aspect is Judge Sue L. Robinson, in her initial ruling of a six-game suspension, also did not levy a fine against Deshaun Watson, which was rather surprising based on the past precedent of personal conduct policy violations. The NFL has issued a $5 million fine. $5 million, Joe, of a $230 million fully guaranteed contract comes out to about 2.1% of his overall deal. I think Deshaun Watson will be fine. And when you are talking settlement numbers and the 11 games that we have agreed upon, we being the NFL and the NFLPA, the fact that Deshaun Watson will be available to play six games in 2022, whatever Kevin Stefanski and the Browns decide to do with him in terms of the lineup at that point, but he will be available to play in 2022, is what Austin Gale right now, Joe, who covers the NFL for Ringer and Spotify, Deshaun Watson needs to have full play status in six games in 2022 to accrue a season. That's why the suspension is 11 games. If it was longer, Cleveland would only have to pay $1 million in base salary for Watson in 2023, which virtually means, Joe, Deshaun Watson will be guaranteed his $46 million for next year in 2023. So overall, as much as it pains me to say, Joe, this is a win for the Cleveland Browns and Deshaun Watson.
No, it is. It's a slap on the wrist, too. $5 million is the wow factor to the average Joe or fan. Wow, we got fined $5 million. That seems like a lot, but it really isn't. You know, you mentioned it, 2.7%. I mean, at the end of the day, it goes back to the original questioner. Are we trying to set a precedent for future players not to engage in this type of conduct, or are we just going out and saying you could do whatever you want, we'll find ways about it, and you're still going to play the great game that you love, you're still going to collect a paycheck, you're still going to make millions of dollars and be loved by a majority of the fans, and you're going to get your cake and eat it too. That basically, that's what we're saying right now, because at the end of the day, that's all he got. 11 games and $5 million is nothing, and the team still gets him on the field this year, so nobody loses in that situation. Who loses out? obviously the victims, but what I'm saying is everybody gets a win, right? The league gets a win because they suspended him more than the six. Deshaun Watson gets a win because he gets to play a full season. He gets his guaranteed money. And the team gets a win because they're going to get their star quarterback at the end of the season with the potential to possibly go to the Super Bowl. So everybody wins. This was a whole, you know, circus just for nothing.
It is now official, and Deshaun Watson, Joe, is apparently going to start speaking live on the NFL Network here in the next couple of moments. It's wild to
What's
me.
What's he going to say?
I don't know.
Say?
For the first time ever, Joe, before he played in the preseason game on Friday night for the Browns, when they opened up their preseason action, Deshaun Watson was 1 of 5 for 7 yards. And in that game, right before, it was a pretty much propaganda-type interview with somebody, some reporter, where he expressed remorse and apologized for his actions and the harm that he had caused to these women. Numerous. The amount of women, absolutely outstanding when you think about it, and boggles the mind. When you think about that being the first time, Joe, that he showed any sort of remorse, for him to win in a way is a very tough pill to swallow. And for the NFL, who was adamant so many times, Joe, on multiple occasions throughout this disciplinary process, that initially they were seeking a full year-long suspension when it was under the watchful eye of the independent arbiter and Sue L. Robinson. They only got 6 games. Then the NFL appealed, obviously. That's what they wanted to do. And they were going to appoint their designee in Peter C. Harvey. And before he can even make his final decision known, Joe, and the NFL goes out and they say again, Commissioner Roger Goodell, we are seeking at least a year, at minimum a four-year-long suspension in 2022 for Deshaun Watson. And at the end of the day, it feels like at 11 games, it's a win for Watson's side. And it feels like the NFL bent just a little bit. Yes, it's one of the strongest violations and penalties we have seen for the personal conduct policy ever. But it feels like the NFL had an opportunity to truly make a statement and say, if you are going to be this egregious, this predatory, using your status as a National Football League player to engage in inappropriate sexual misconduct, we are going to bring the hammer down. And it doesn't seem like it was so much a hammer, maybe a kid's toy at the very end.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, you're looking at him, he looks calm, he looks collected, he's answering questions right now. I just don't know what else to say in terms of that aspect. At the end of the day, you have, you know, that's why Roger Goodell gets, what, $44 million? And I understand he answers to the owners, but he has to go back and sort of say, you know, from a PR perspective, we're going to upset a lot of people that buy your product and buy into viewership and sponsorship deals. And there's the potential to lose more than gain more. Tell me what the upside is. What is the upside if they suspended him for a year? Meaning, like, what do you lose out of that? Like, nobody. The only team that loses is Deshaun Watson and Cleveland and the Cleveland Browns if he's suspended a year plus. So guess what? Bad bet, Cleveland. That's on you. That's not on anybody else. You decided to jump the gun and not do your due diligence, and that's on you. You want to give guaranteed money. You're lost, Jimmy Haslam. So tell me what the downside is for the NFL to do that. I just don't understand. You win with everybody when you make that type of decision. Now, great, he plays, but now the backlash is you're going to lose money. They're going to lose money on this. Maybe it's a portion, but they're still going to lose a portion of money that they potentially could have gained. Who's on Deshaun Watson's side? Just because he was found innocent in a criminal aspect doesn't mean he's not guilty in terms of the civil aspect, and that's why they settled.
24 civil lawsuits brought against Deshaun Watson by 24 different women for inappropriate sexual misconduct during massage therapy sessions. He has settled 23 of those 24 at this point. There was further reporting that in a 17-month span, Deshaun Watson used his authority as an NFL player to reach out to 66 women for potential massage therapy sessions. 66, 24. Any of those is too much. Any more than one is too much. We'll continue this conversation up next because I think Lisi just made a fantastic point. If the NFL would have taken a stand to rectify some of the issues they have had in the past, what would that reaction be? We'll play that game up next here on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Back right here on Football Full Circle, we continue to react to the Deshaun Watson decision. The NFL and the NFLPA agreeing today to a settlement for Watson's suspension in 2022. That settlement has been agreed upon for 11 games suspended, Joe, for the 2022 NFL season. Deshaun Watson fined $5 million, and he will undergo mandatory counseling and training, whatever they decided that was going to be. Deshaun Watson is speaking right now to reporters at Browns training camp. And when asked, Joe, why he accepted a settlement if he claims he's innocent still, Deshaun Watson said, quote, "I've always been able to stand on my innocence and always said I never assaulted or disrespected anyone. But at the same point, I have to continue to push forward with my life and career." When that was asked a follow-up question on why he's apologizing then, Deshaun Watson said, quote, "For everybody that was affected by this situation, there were a lot of people that were triggered." So Deshaun Watson, Joe, after 24 civil lawsuits, reporting of 66 women contacted over a span of 17 months after the Houston Texans had civil lawsuits filed and settled against them for abating this type of predatory behavior and the inappropriate sexual misconduct, still maintains, Joe, that after agreeing to an 11-game suspension and settling on that number in part in terms of his relationship with the NFLPA and the National Football League office, Deshaun Watson still maintains he did not do anything wrong. It takes a special type of person, Joe, to look at yourself in the mirror and believe your poop don't stink.
Oh, it's incredible. And Jimmy Haslam is talking now. I wish I could see what he's saying in terms of that situation there. I think it's Jimmy Haslam's wife as well is chiming in on the situation. I mean, come on. I mean, at the end of the day, there's no words that they can say in terms of what they can. How can they minimize this is the biggest question. They're going to take on a quarterback that is not remorseful after what he just said. And at the end of the day, they chose winning over doing the right thing. And you know what? It would have been nice for Haslam to come up and said, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't have guaranteed the money at that particular time or something. You know, give a little back from an emotional perspective. But no, that's not going to happen. I'm the biggest football guy, Ben. I really am. You know I love football through and through. But at the end of the day, this is another level. If it was one incident, I would say, you know what? You know, he wasn't convicted, and we have to go with the due process and everything else, just the way every other situation has played out. But it's not one. It's 24. It's potentially 66. It's more than one. And at the end of the day, now every other player that does something wrong, I want to see the punishment for that potential player, because they're going to have an appeal no matter what. How at 11 games they set a ceiling now, because if one player has an incident and he's suspended for a year outside of gambling like Calvin Ridley, they should be appealing off the hook.
Joe, you bring up a great point. And here's what I keep going back to. We've had this conversation many, many times. The NFL had an opportunity in this Deshaun Watson decision, with the appeals process that was in place, to make their statement of a full year-long suspension. Instead, they decide to settle. And oftentimes, things can be very frustrating in many different areas of life, because you expect or you hope that this time, this one time, actual change will be brought. Things will happen in a good fashion that maybe break from the status quo of what we had known, which was what Sue L. Robinson said in her ruling. Because the NFL had handled disciplinary processes so poorly in the past, especially as it pertains to sexual misconduct, domestic assault, physical violence, based on the personal conduct policy, there was no precedent in place to suspend Deshaun Watson for more than six games. But the NFL had an opportunity. They had an opportunity to make a strong statement, and they failed yet again. And I think for a lot of fans of football, Joe, that want this beautiful game to be as inclusive as possible, they are feeling a little bit spurned today. And you might be saying, well, he settled 23 of the 24. No criminal charges were brought in the state of Texas. 17 of 66 is a reporting from the New York Times. It doesn't mean a ton. Yeah, at the end of the day, we let things play out. Sorry, I'll just continue here. We let things play out, though, in the court of law, correct? We let things play out. But the NFL is its own private institution. They can have their own things like a personal conduct policy that you must abide by, especially if you are acting in unsavory and, frankly, predatory behavior using your status as a National Football League player. So you have to maintain those standards to play in their league. And there will be a lot of people, mainly Cleveland Browns fans probably, or anybody that backs Deshaun Watson or doesn't like the NFL or Commissioner Roger Goodell, that if the NFL came out in this appeals process with the designee Peter C. Harvey, and they came out and they said, it's a four-year-long suspension, no settlement will be reached, it's a four-year-long suspension for Deshaun Watson, I think a lot of people, Joe, would have said, then why did we do this entire independent disciplinary process? Why did we have the arbiter and Sue L. Robinson review the case presented by the National Football League and Deshaun Watson's camp and the NFLPA to come to a six-game suspension assessment? Why did we have all that if the NFL at the end of the day could still act as the judge, jury, and executioner? Well, the reason that was put into place and was agreed upon by both the NFL and the NFLPA, so if you want to be mad, you can be mad at the Players Association that represented Deshaun Watson in these matters as well. The reason that is in place is because they can make a final say. They can make a final statement. And I think, Joe, they failed to do so here. 11 games is a hefty suspension, but it is not enough for Deshaun Watson, knowing everything that we do about this scenario. That's just my opinion on the matter.
No, I agree with you. I just don't know any silver lining in this, in any capacity for the fans, for people that, you know, are emotional about it and sympathetic about it to the victims and the victims' families and everybody else, because it's, again, nobody loses on the football aspect, right? The victims lose in their aspect. And at the end of the day, life goes on, right? Nobody has to deal with anything. Okay, 11 games? That's a slap on the wrist. Vontaze Burfict got 12 games for targeting. He didn't have 24 allegations and civil lawsuits pending. I mean, you're going to suspend the guy for 12 games? I mean, are we serious? I mean, it's a joke. You know, Roger Goodell, the league, they made a mockery of this situation. They're going to have to live with it. And again, you know, from a business aspect, if I was an owner and looking at it, I would be like, why are we going to try and upset our fan base and lose revenue if all they can care about is money? They're going to lose money on this. Yeah, they might make, but they're not going to make as much because there are going to be people that aren't going to watch or against Cleveland or Deshaun Watson in some capacity. There are going to be protests. So we'll see how it plays out. Good luck.
Yeah, and we'll see. And the first time that there will be some sort of atmosphere or environment, Joe, will be week number 13, when Deshaun Watson is available to play on Sunday, December 4th, against his former team in the Houston Texans. So it seems like you might be asking yourself, why did the NFL do that? Why would they make the first time that Deshaun Watson is available to play in the 2022 season against his former team, knowing the ruckus and the chaos and the environment that would cause? Well, it's not about who the Cleveland Browns were slated to play week number 13. The schedule had already been decided. It was about the financials of this matter, that for Deshaun Watson to accrue a full season, a full play status, that means six games during an NFL campaign. And he needs to be available, at least able to play for those six games to count that as a full season. Because if it was not counted as a full season, based on the structure of his contract, they could have, that being the Cleveland Browns, only paid him out $1 million of his fully guaranteed five-year, $230 million deal in 2023. But because, Joe, it's only 11 games and Deshaun Watson will be available to play for the final six of this 2022 NFL season, because of that, Deshaun Watson will make the $46 million guaranteed most likely next year for the Cleveland Browns. It feels like very shady business. It's very squirmy. You have that feeling of, ugh, all of that just seems like some backdoor deals and some used used car salesman type stuff under the rug, that we knew what we were getting into the entirety of this time. And that is a very, very tough thing to wrap your head around when you expect institutions to do better eventually, even if they have failed in the past. Not in this case here, Joe, at times with Deshaun Watson. I'm sure there's a lot of Cleveland Browns fans that are listening or might be listening, Joe, or hearing our opinions and disagree with what we're saying. I can understand that as well. We are just giving you our reaction based on what we have seen play out here in the last hour.
Yeah, and I'm watching the press conference. You know, Haslam and his wife, they all look upset that they have to answer questions like this. It's like they're annoyed. Like, you know, he's sitting up there, like, you know, just body language, you know, looks disgusted. Like, at the end of the day, you made that decision. Nobody twisted your arm. And you know, it is amazing. You know, if you read people, they look like, you know, they're just a matter of fact. There doesn't look any remorse in regards to the situation. If I was Jimmy Haslam, I would put out my own statement right here, right now, and say, you know what? You know, we're sorry. We're sorry for, you know, just opening up a can of worms. They could do that. He's the owner. Why can't he do that? I mean,
Joe,
has he?
No, he's put out a statement. He hasn't apologized necessarily.
No.
He's put out a statement. And the Browns have done that a couple times, and they feel like very veiled words. I'll read it to you here from ESPN's Adam Schefter, but the statement released from Dee and Jimmy Haslam, the owners of the Cleveland Browns. Quote, as we have previously conveyed, Deshaun and his representatives have abided by the NFL and NFLPA structure, awaiting a final decision, and we have respected the process. Now that a decision on discipline has been reached, we understand this is a real opportunity to create meaningful change, and we are committed to investing in programs in Northeast Ohio that will educate our youth regarding awareness, understanding, and most importantly, prevention of sexual misconduct and the many underlying causes of such behavior. Since Deshaun entered our building, he has been an outstanding member of our organization and shown a true dedication to working on himself both on and off the field. We will continue to support him as he focuses on earning the trust of our community. End quote. What do you make of that, Joe? Seemed like a bunch
propaganda.
Of big words for nothing. Yep.
It's propaganda. It doesn't say anything. It's just because they have to. That's all it is. It's a matter of fact. It's not heartfelt in any capacity. It doesn't talk to the victims that I'm sure are watching this situation unfold in the news conference right now. So at the end of the day, it's garbage. You know it. I know it. Hopefully, 99% of the people know it, because those are going to be the people that really show their true colors in terms of, you know, we're behind the victims, or we're behind, you know, a year-long suspension, not putting this player back on the field this particular year. You can't have your cake and eat it too. I'm not talking about criminal charges. I'm talking about the ability to reap and play the game that you love when you do wrong off the field. That's the precedent that could have been set that wasn't. And yep. Younger athletes are going to be watching this going, you know what? As long as I have the money and I'm a star, I can get away with it.
And as Deshaun Watson himself said today, Joe, speaking to the media out in the open for the first time in a while, he had a cupcake softball interview before the Browns preseason opener last weekend. But as he said, Joe, just because he has settled the cases and has agreed to the suspension of 11 games does not admit any wrongdoing or that he is guilty of all of these charges brought against him. He's just hoping to move forward in his career. Nice for Deshaun Watson that he is able to do that. I say that with immense amounts of sarcasm. A couple more minutes left here on Football Full Circle. Up next on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
We are back on Football Full Circle for just a couple more minutes here on the Sports Grid Radio Network and Sirius XM Channel 159. All right, Joe, I think we have spent the entirety of this hour here on FFC discussing the breaking news in the NFL today. Deshaun Watson's suspension for 2022, a settlement agreed upon by both the NFL and the NFLPA. It will be 11 games that Deshaun Watson will miss in the 2022 NFL regular season. He is available to return week number 13 for for the Browns against the Houston Texans. Of course, there are tons of storylines to continue to discuss around that, including, again, the lack of remorse, the lack of apology, the lack of any onus or understanding of wrongdoing from Deshaun Watson. But we'll continue that discussion another time. There were big news, Joe, today elsewhere in the world of football. In college football, the Big Ten agreeing to its new media deal, a new TV deal for the Big Ten Conference starting next year, July 1st, 2023, with Fox, CBS, NBC, and Peacock, and FS1. That reportedly, Joe, is about $7 to $8 billion in a 7-year deal. Historic money for the Big Ten Conference.
It is. $1 billion a year. It's just the tip of the iceberg. Just wait till the SEC starts to negotiate. They're going to do something as well. It's just going to set off a whole big chain. But this is what it's all about. I mean, the fact that we get to watch more football each and every Saturday on CBS. Hey, if it's not the SEC, it's the Big Ten, and nothing better. You know, we get teams like Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa. I mean, just the tip of the iceberg, baby. And maybe your Nebraska will be in a playoff spot next year. You never know.
We're already getting, Joe, some wonderful, wonderful video montages of the SEC on CBS theme, the CBS football theme, overlaid with the best of Big Ten football. I formations, punting formations, all of that great stuff. That is coming your way next year in college football. This does it for Football Full Circle today. He's Joe Lisi. I'm Ben Stevens. We'll be back tomorrow. But until then, the Money Line is up next on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.